Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, BYRNA.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off. Are you being influenced? Well, if you watched a blockbuster film in the last decade, well, then there's a chance it has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, here's the reality. The CCP may be running the largest influence campaign in history. Now, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epic Times, well, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free when you go to the website HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
All right, news roundup, information overload hour, toll-free on numbers, 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. Joining us now is a friend, a colleague, our friend Steve Ducey, part of the show Fox & Friends, the number one cable news show in the morning in the country. And I'm mad at you for two reasons. You want to know what the two reasons are?
Yeah, number one. Let's start. Come on, let's have it out.
Reason number one, just to be very clear here. Now, you do put out amazing cookbooks. I will say that. And I love to cook. I cook every meal I eat. Now, I'm mostly a paleo guy now, and I don't eat a lot of carbs. So it's frustrating to look at this recent cookbook and all the great stuff in there that I know that I'm probably going to cheat and have at some point, but I can't have as regularly as I would like because I'm not as skinny as you. How you're skinny with writing these cookbooks, I can't figure it out. So you write the cookbook. Every time you write one, it's right before an election. We're 53 days away from an election, and I'm focused on the election. But you're my friend. I love your books. I think they're phenomenal, and I've been included in two of them. Then that brings me to complaint number two. Complaint number two is I'm not included in this cookbook. I got demoted this cookbook. I was included in the last two cookbooks. Why wasn't I included in this one?
That is such a good question. You know, Sean, you had two of the best recipes we've ever published before, and it's like I just felt like I should share some of the fairy dust of the cookbookery world with some of the other people in it at the Fox News Channel. So instead of you, we've actually got a great Dan Bongino recipe for empanadas.
So I've been displaced by Dan Bongino, my friend, who I love
100%.
Dearly. So you're saying all this, you still displaced me. You still retired me in the cookbook, and you replaced me with Dan Bongino and other Fox hosts. So I don't rate anymore in your world.
When I told you that you and I were somewhere, and you said, I bet you're going to come out with the cookbook 2 months before
the next election. I said that, yes.
Yeah, you did. And I said, you know what? Actually, it's going to be 53 days before the next election. And you goes, you're killing me here. So I knew that you were sensitive, and I knew that this was going to be something that we were going to have a throwdown over. So this is it. It's good. It's good we're out in the public with
it. Well, you're lucky you have one thing really going for you is that the new star of our network is not you. It's not me. It is your son, Peter. Peter Ducey has been doing some serious ass kicking in the White House briefing room on a regular basis. First with Jen Psaki, now with Karine Jean-Pierre, and with Joe Biden himself occasionally.
Well, thank you very much. And because to make amends for the fact that you are not in the new, and by the way, our cookbook is number one.
No, to make amends for my demotion. Now, let's just use the proper terminology. You demoted me this time, and I was not included in your cookbook.
Oh, wow. Cry me a river. Listen, to make up for it, I'm going to give you an exclusive on the radio right now, and that is the number one reporter in the world is actually sitting next to me. Peter, say hello to Uncle Sean Hannity.
Hey, Sean.
What's up, Peter? Now, Peter, by the way, has become the go-to White House reporter, the greatest of all time. I have one question. Behind the scenes, do you think Joe Biden would ever give you a one-on-one? I know he's going to be on 60 Minutes this weekend, and I know they're going to edit it heavily in his favor. I hope they release the entire taping, which I doubt they will, but you think you could ever get a one-on-one with Joe?
Yeah, of course. I don't think that he has any aversion to something like that. I think he has a lot of trained professionals and communications around him who might want to avoid something.
Danger, danger, not him.
No, but yeah, danger slashing. Well, wait a minute. You say it's not him.
If
my memory serves me well, he didn't take a liking to one of your questions, and he used some pretty harsh language, and he didn't know he was on a hot mic, and I think we got that audio tape. Listen.
That's a great asset. More inflation. What a stupid son of a bitch.
He called you a stupid son of a bitch.
That's my boy.
You know what's funny, Sean? that was at the end of January. I came right on your show just a couple minutes after I talked to the president about that. He was upset that I asked him about inflation in January, but I haven't heard anything about inflation in the news since then. So
nothing at all. It's only at a 41-year high.
Right. And you know something else? Sean, something else. Remember, it was Peter Ducey who starting over a year ago, he was the one guy in the White House press briefing room who was asking about migration and the secret flights into Westchester. And now, finally, after DeSantis and Abbott started, you know, bussing and planing people into various spots like Martha's Vineyard and also into Kamala Harris's neighborhood, suddenly the whole White House press room has awoken. But it took a year. Peter was the only guy, he and Jackie Heinrich were asking these hard questions. And everybody else took a pass until this week.
Well, I mean, look at Karine Jean-Pierre this week. Answers the question, is Kamala Harris right? Is our border secure? It's obviously not. And the answer is, oh, yeah, the border's secure. Just like they made the proclamation, including one of the White House secretaries, it wasn't Karine Jean-Pierre, that we have zero inflation the day that it came out that it was, what, 8.3 or 5%. So I have no idea why they're getting away with all this lying. Are you saying, Peter Ducey, in your view, that the White House press corps is getting a little tougher on Joey?
Well, I was in the briefing yesterday, but it did seem like the dam broke. And now, I don't know, I don't think it's Martha's Vineyard specific, because I don't think everybody goes to Martha's Vineyard to have such an interest in all these migrants going there. We were the only ones for like a year. I remember at one point I asked Jen Psaki about the flights into like Tennessee and New York.
In the middle of the night.
And I read off the times and it was like 2 a.m, 4 a.m. And she said, what? Well, you might not like to fly.
Let me play that tape. I've got everything backed up here. Yeah, let's listen.
Why is the administration flying thousands of migrants from the border to Florida and New York in the middle of the night?
Well, I'm not sure that it's in the middle of the night, but let me tell you what's happening here. It is our
4:29 a.m.
Well,
early in the morning.
Here we are talking about early flights, earlier than you might like to take a flight. It is our legal responsibility to safely care for unaccompanied children. until they can be swiftly unified with a parent or a vetted sponsor. And that's something we take seriously. We have a right obligation to do that and deliver on that. As a part of the unification process, our Office of Refugee Resettlement facilitates travel for children in its custody to their families or sponsors across the country.
You know, that's another lie. The border is secure,
actually,
we have zero inflation.
Not a lie. I don't actually like to fly at 4 a.m. But
okay, that is by its very definition the dark of night. Now, we have a term also called a red eye. Red eye is like if you get on a plane at 11 o'clock on the West Coast, you land at 6, 6:30, 7 a.m. in the morning, East Coast time. That's called a red eye. But the dark of night means that you don't go to Kennedy or LaGuardia or Newark. You land at an obscure airport like MacArthur or in Long Island or Westchester Airport where nobody notices it. And that's what they've been doing.
And now it's by bus and it's to the vice president's house and it's to these vacation destinations. And it has got everybody's attention.
I think it was the best political jujitsu move ever. And by the way, Steve Ducey, what a sneaky little ploy you've made here. You know I love your son, Peter. He is like a nephew to me. We're so proud of the work that he's doing.
I know.
So knowing that I was demoted in this cookbook, you bring him on to ease the beatdown that you are about to get.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you've seen Peter in the briefing room. Peter would not allow you to beat his daddy up.
Quick break. We'll have more with Steve Ducey. His new book is out, by the way, Simply Happy Cookbook, 100-plus recipes to take the stress out of cooking. And his son Peter is with us as well. 800-941-SHAWN is our number. You want to be a part of the program. The book is on Hannity.com, Amazon.com, bookstores everywhere. We got to take a break here. Listen, I want to remind you, prices of everything are rising. You know, if you get a new car, you're going to pay above MSRP. If you get a used car, you're going to pay 30, 40% more. So a lot of people, including myself, I just bought out my lease so I can keep my car because there's no other cars available. I got my Car Shield up to date and Car Shield protection programs. It's about $100 a month. It covers more parts in case your car breaks down. It's a fortune. I mean, to fix a little thing is a fortune. Anyway, it doesn't matter whether your car has 5,000 or 150,000 miles on it. When you need a repair, you don't have to deal with paperwork or headaches. You just find the mechanic that's going to fix your car for you. Car Shield administrators will handle the rest. Included in your coverage, every protection plan includes coast-to-coast roadside assistance, so you'll save money and you won't need some other service. They have courtesy towing. They have rental car options at no cost whatsoever. And as I mentioned earlier, you can get coverage today. And whatever price you lock in, it will never go up as long as you own that car, no matter how old it gets. Now, CarShield will have your back when you're out on the road and get the coverage like I did. It keeps you and your family safe and you don't have expensive repair bills. Anyway, just go to carshield.com/Hannity. They have a toll-free number. It's 800-391-8888, 800-391-8888 or carshield.com/Hannity. All right, more with Steve and Peter Ducey. Steve out with his new cookbook, part of his cookbook series. It's called Simply Happy Cookbook, and it's 100-plus recipes to take the stress out of cooking. Of course, I've been demoted. I'm not in this cookbook. I was in the previous two cookbooks, not this cookbook. It's got to be, and Steve, we've talked about this privately. How proud of you are you of all of Peter's accomplishments? Because Peter, no offense, I remember when you were a little lad. I've been on Fox from day one. Your dad's been on almost since day one, right, Steve?
Yep, indeed.
And no, I mean, and then here you weren't even born, basically, and then now here you are, the number one White House press correspondent in the country. I mean, it's amazing.
Kathy and I are very proud. You know Kathy. You love Kathy, my wife. We are very proud of Peter. He has. You know, we just wanted him to find something that he liked doing, because that it's so much easier to go through life when you have a job that you enjoy getting up to do. But now, Sean, I don't know if you saw Fox and Friends this morning, but Peter and his wife Hillary made a big announcement.
And the announcement is, Peter, and I did see it. Yes,
we're having a baby, and so my dad's going to be a grandpa for the first time.
Congratulations. Yeah. It's such good news.
It's great.
That's awesome.
It's really great.
That's very exciting. What a great, exciting time. Now, Peter, what's your favorite recipe in the book that I was demoted on?
I really like, there's a recipe that is modeled after a sandwich that we like to eat at a restaurant in Northern Virginia where it's buffalo chicken in the middle and French toast buns. And
really?
Yes. And so it's a salty and it's a savory. And
wow.
Or rather, it's a salty and a sweet, but it's great. And
if I could
to make, but this stuff is all easy.
Right.
If I could, I would eat junk food for every meal if I was able to. But I wouldn't be able to work on TV. There wouldn't be a set big enough for me.
Yeah, but Sean? You got to eat something that makes you happy. And that's what our cookbook's all about. And in the new cookbook, the stuff is simple and it's delicious. And
so how do you make lasagna grilled cheese? I want to know how, and I would like it on sourdough. How would you make that?
Well, you know what? Peter and I are actually going into town right now, into New York, to make it on Fox Nation Live at 7 o'clock. People can watch. But the way you make it essentially is, you know how everybody loves a grilled cheese sandwich? Everybody likes lasagna. You combine the two. Of course, the number one component of lasagna is the noodle. We don't use noodles. Essentially, the grilled bread with the butter becomes that noodle. But when you have a noodle in lasagna, it's never real buttery and caramelized. And so this is, and Peter had it today. My wife and I came up with it when we were writing the cookbook. You had it for the first time today. How would you describe it?
It is like, it tastes like something you shouldn't be able to have. Like, you shouldn't be able to eat lasagna with your hands.
Oh, that's funny.
Emergency.
You know what I've become obsessed with, because I really am pretty carb-free as much as I can. I cheat maybe one day a week. Is I've become obsessed with pesto. So I'll have a meal of just vegetables like cauliflower, broccoli, etc. And I put pesto. First, I'll steam the vegetables, and then I'll put it in a frying pan, and I'll just cover it with pesto, a little bit of avocado oil, and it's just, it's delicious. When you don't eat a lot, you're always hungry.
No, I know. And after our last cookbook, I gained a couple of pounds making all that stuff. And I went on keto, and I wound up losing over 15 pounds on keto. So, you know, with pesto, you know, one really cool thing that I make is I will make a salad, and I'll mix a little pesto with a little ranch dressing, and then it's, you love ranch, you love pesto. It's like, it tastes like it's fantastic.
I actually grow basil in my backyard in the summertime.
Oh, man, that's awesome. Fantastic.
I know. So nobody would expect that. Listen, the book is on Hannity.com. It's on Amazon.com and bookstores everywhere. In all seriousness, it's called The Simply Happy Cookbook, 100-plus recipes to take the stress out of cooking. Congratulations, Steve, on another incredible cooking series book. And, Peter, we couldn't be happier for your professional success, but more importantly, for you. And your new bride and the new baby are on the way. That's awesome news for you, and we're very excited about it.
Thank you very much, Sean. Next time I call in, there might be a screaming little girl in the back. So just beware.
Right. Rather than
don't take your foot off the gas in the questioning. Just keep your foot on the gas. That's all I ask.
I promise I will.
All right. Steve and Peter Ducey, you can get it in bookstores everywhere.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know, a violent crime is committed in America every 24 seconds. When it hits your doorstep, Well, one wrong decision could mean losing your home, your freedom, or even worse. And that's because just owning a gun is not enough anymore. Listen, you need a new way to protect yourself and your family. And what I'm about to tell you has never been shared here until now. Rob Chadwick, I've met him. He's the former head of training for the FBI at Quantico. That guy, yeah. Rob and the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, they have created a free video you need to watch so you can get ready for what is coming in 2024. This video is not for everyone. It has one of America's most important law officers giving tips that very few civilians ever get to hear, and it's available only for you, Sean Hannity listeners, for free for a limited time. Go to the website, defendfamily.com, and watch it for free right now. That's D-E-F-E-N-D, family, one word, defendfamily.com. Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know, a violent crime is committed in America every 24 seconds. When it hits your doorstep, well, one wrong decision could mean losing your home, your freedom, or even worse. And that's because just owning a gun is not enough anymore. Listen, you need a new way to protect yourself and your family. And what I'm about to tell you has never been shared here until now. Rob Chadwick, I've met him. He's the former head of training for the FBI at Quantico. That guy, yeah. Rob and the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, they have created a free video you need to watch so you can get ready for what is coming in 2024. This video is not for everyone. It has one of America's most important law officers giving tips that very few civilians ever get to hear, and it's available only for you, Sean Hannity listeners, for free for a limited time. Go to the website, defendfamily.com, and watch it for free right now. That's D-E-F-E-N-D, family, one word, defendfamily.com. Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
All right, 25 now to the top of the hour. If you want to be a part of the program, 800-941-SEAN is our number. So back to our top story, the Martha's Vineyard residents. These migrants have to move somewhere else. We have 50 of them. We don't have room for 50. Now, we found out that, in fact, Barack Obama has 30 acres. Why can't he donate 15 of those acres and we can build a tent city out in the sanctuary island of Martha's Vineyard? I think that would be an incredible example of somebody that leads by example. It would be a great way to show people that they mean what they say. Anyway, here's one Martha's Vineyard resident very upset.
The difficult challenges are at some point in time, they have to move from here to somewhere else, right? We don't have the services to take care of 50 immigrants, and we certainly don't have housing. We're in a housing crisis as we are on this island, and so we can't house everyone here that lives here and works here. We don't have housing for 50 more people.
They're going to have to move somewhere else. They have to get out of here quick. And the media mom. Now, remember, Joe Biden has been moving people all over the country in the dark of night. In other words, he has been involved in human trafficking because now they want to go after Ron DeSantis, Governor Abbott, other Republican governors for human trafficking. Well, you have to go after Joe Biden first because he's the one that has done it on a mass scale. The media, all this has happened in the last 19 months, but now the media loses it because of 50 people in Martha's Vineyard getting sent there by Ron DeSantis, which, by the way, they are a sanctuary island. So he said Florida is not a sanctuary state. We don't have sanctuary cities. So we decided that we'll send them to a sanctuary place where they're welcome. Listen.
To ship families here, children here, on a lie and use them as political pawns is a truly inhumane thing to do.
We woke up to the news this morning that Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida sent two plane loads of migrants to Martha's Vineyard off the coast of Massachusetts, including kids and whatnot. And I'm not saying this is not a one for one. This is not a parallel here in any way. But it does address some of the same themes that are part of this documentary.
Well, it's the abstraction of human life.
I get they're trying to make a point, but these are people you're playing with. These are real live people with children and older people. And, you know, we can work it out, but if you're going to be a bonehead, yeah, who wants to play with you?
Bonehead, who wants to play with you? Inhumane. Talk to Joe Biden. He's mastered the art of moving migrants around the country in the dark of night. Is that humane? Why has there been such silence from the same media people? But Kamala and Joe, they just keep telling us the big lie that the border is secure. Oh, okay, listen.
Would you call the border secure?
I think that there is no question that we have to do what the president and I asked Congress to do. Is the first request we make, pass a bill to create a pathway to citizenship. The border is secure, but we also have a broken immigration system, in particular over the last 4 years before we came in, and it needs to be fixed.
We're going to have 2 million people cross this border for the first time ever. You're confident this border is secure?
We have a secure border in that is a priority for any nation, including ours and our administration. But there are still a lot of problems that we are trying to fix, given the deterioration that happened over the last 4 years.
Blame Trump. In the last 4 years, we didn't have this problem. This is their problem they created because of their policies. Anyway, David is in Texas on the Sean Hannity Show. What's up, David? How are you?
Hi, Sean. Down here in Texas, I've lived here all my life. I know what it's like. I support Governor Abbott doing this. I support Governor DeSantis doing this. And I support the governor of Arizona because it's all about hypocrisy. Those liberals talk out one side of their mouth and out the other. The next plane, the next bus, the next train needs to drop off in Chappaqua, New York, so that Hillary can host a front yard barbecue, and let's see if that happens, because you know as well as I do, this is a bunch of mouthing, just talking, just hypocrisy. And thank you for keeping up the good fight, Sean.
I appreciate your call. Kamala Harris saying the border's secure, Joe Biden saying the border's secure, both of them saying we have zero inflation. They just lie, and they don't stop lying. And the new press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, She repeats the lie. The border's secure, but there's more work to do. No, it's not secure. Listen to her.
Does the White House stand by those comments that the border is secure?
What we stand by is that we are doing everything that we can to make sure that that we follow the process that's been put forth. That's why we have historic funding to do just that, to make sure that the folks that we encounter at the border be removed.
Is the border secure?
I'm just going to refer back to the Vice President. We agree with her. She is saying that there's a lot of work to do, right? She also said that in that very statement. We agree that the border is secure, but there is still more work to be done.
Still more work. The border's secure. No, it's not. Don and Lake Ronkonkoma, welcome aboard, sir. How are you?
Hey, Sean. Thanks for having me on. Listen, I'm enjoying a little schadenfreude watching these liberals on television and in public office go crazy over what DeSantis and Abbott is doing, sending the migrants to the sanctuary cities. I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah, well, I think it's, honestly, it now brings it home to them, doesn't it? And right. It is such a minuscule thing, and they have lost their minds over it. Imagine if they had to deal with the 3 million or so illegal immigrants that have come into this country since Joe Biden changed immigration law in this country unilaterally. Didn't change the law. He just doesn't enforce the law. And then he aid and abets human trafficking. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, it's just put the immigration problem, this illegal immigration problem, front and center. And I think it's going to be there front and center for a few more weeks. I'm kind of glad it's taken everything else off the front page. This is fabulous. And it's just showing the folly of these sanctuary cities. Mayor Adams in New York, he's complaining. Mayor Lightfoot, she's complaining. And what are they complaining about? They got exactly what they asked for.
Mayor Lightweight sent them away. She put them in buses and got them out of her city. You know, look, the U.S. has sent, I said this earlier, 70 flights of migrants from the Mexican border to Jacksonville, Florida since this summer. But the Biden administration has not disclosed any of the information about these transports. We got tipped off. It's happening almost nightly, thanks to Rob Astorino. And they're not landing at JFK or Newark, not the big airports, because they'd be spotted on day one. So they're going into obscure airports like Westchester. Nobody uses Westchester Airport. Very few people.
Well, Sean, I have heard the aircraft coming into MacArthur Airport at 3 a.m. I have heard that.
I'm not surprised. 2, 3, 4 a.m. Or as Jen Psaki would call them, early morning flights, not in the dark of night.
We know what they're pulling, and it's hurting everybody. Everybody's hurt by it. And like I said, I feel bad that these people are pawned. They're being used. But there is a mechanism for getting immigrants into the country. It's legal immigration. And Biden just wanted to undo what President Trump has done. And it's coming home to roost.
Your chickens are coming home to roost. Don, have a great weekend, my friend. And New York City is doing what Lightweight did. New York City, Fox 5 New York reported, they're helping illegal immigrants bust from Texas to New York City. They're shipping them out in buses as well. It's nobody wants them, not in my backyard, but where we are a sanctuary state as long as it's not our state, as long as it's not our town, as long as it's not our city. Mark is in New York. Mark, how are you?
John, how are you doing?
I'm good, sir. What's going on? Happy Friday.
You too. I'm dazed, confused, befuddled, bewildered, and you're going to be my beacon of light, I hope. I don't understand. Let's go back to the Fetterman. What do Democrats or anybody, he's leading in the polls, what do they find attractive about him? What is it that they say, hey, this is our guy? And the same is true. You had the McLaughlin polling group on yesterday, and they said 45 days ago it wasn't looking so good for Republicans.
Well, we got a new poll out of Pennsylvania today. Oz has now narrowed the gap. It's a 1.7-point race. And the more people learn about John Fetterman, trust fund brat that never had a job, that his mayor missed 50 city council meetings, that he chased an innocent jogger, African-American jogger, down the street and stuck a gun in his face. He supports safe shooting zones for drugs like heroin and fentanyl and all this other crap, and decriminalization of hard drugs. The guy wants the state to be a sanctuary state. He wants no energy production in Pennsylvania, no restrictions on abortion. The more they learn about John Fetterman, the phony in a hoodie, the more they know that he's disqualified to be the senator from Pennsylvania. And so I predict Oz is going to win this race if people pay attention.
So that's the thing. Is that what you think, that they aren't paying attention? Because I don't know how he would get anyone at all to vote for him. And in the show you had on yesterday, when they said that, you know, 45 days ago wasn't looking so good, what is it that the Democrats, why would anyone be voting for what they're selling?
Because you got to understand, he has campaigned in the general election less than an hour. This is a guy that has done one interview, apparently pre-taped on MSDNC, with his wife. This is a guy that is not capable of communicating to the people of Pennsylvania. This is a guy that has now pushed off any debate until October 25th. Election day is November 8th. So probably half of Pennsylvania will have voted by that time without this guy having ever answered any tough questions about the issues I just brought up. So the hiding in the basement strategy, a lot of Democrats are using it this time around. They're using it, this guy in going up against Ron Johnson, Mandela Barnes is his name, radical, just as radical as Fetterman, Raphael Warnock, trying not to debate Herschel Walker. He's down in Georgia. Herschel's up by 3. Every one of these races are tight. You know, we know that Ted Budd is having the same problem. We know that Laxalt can't get a date to debate. We know that Blake Masters, Mark Kelly doesn't want to debate. They don't want to debate. They don't want to be seen with Joe Biden, and they don't want to campaign. They all want to follow the Biden model of hiding in their basement. We're not going to let them hide. Every single day and every single night for the next 53 days, it's my mission to point out their hiding and what their real positions are, because nobody else is going to do it.
And I, you know, from your lips to God's ears, because I just, and I'm not going to belabor the point, I'll let you go, but I just don't know, you know, if they are hiding, whatever it is they're doing, why would people still vote for them? Why would they still have them in some of the polls in the lead? Why? I would love you to open up your show to 1 hour of just Democrats call in and answer that question. What do you find attractive about these people? I don't get it, but thanks.
Tell me what Joe has done successfully. Good call. Good point. Appreciate you joining us. Andy in Georgia, we got less than a minute. Andy, it's all yours.
Talk to you. My dad was a big fan, World War II veteran, fought the commies and Nazis back in his whole life. But I appreciate you letting me.
Thank you, my friend.
He was a big.
My dad was a World War II vet, too. Yeah. Amen. The greatest generation, for sure.
The greatest generation. I was blessed to do his eulogy on Bombs, too, and talk about the greatest generation. I just wanted to encourage you to keep fighting the fight, and also with the you and all the other radio, TV hosts, that if everybody could get on the same page and promote 4 or 5 big ticket agendas you touched on yesterday, you know, whether it's border security or inflation or safety in the cities, and for all of us not to get distracted, but focus on those 3 or 4 main things.
Don't get sucked into Donald Trump January 6th. Don't get sucked into the abortion lie and demagoguery going on and the outright lying going on. And don't get sucked into Democratic talking points. Are you better off since Joe Biden and the Democrats took over every single seat in power? They have both houses. They have the White House. Is the country better off? No. There's your answer. Now do something about it. And you have 53 days to do it. Anyway, appreciate the call, my friend. Wish I had more time. We're just coming up to the end of the program today. Look, we have a great TV show tonight as well. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they're building their Do Good Village. We've told you about it. It's in Land O'Lakes, Florida. First of its kind community. Over 100 homes for program recipients. Now, this place is going to be a place for Gold Star families, families of fallen first responders, catastrophically injured heroes, where they can all live together, neighbors that have been through similar trauma and sadness and understand what people are going through, and a place where kids can also grow up with other families and heal together. Anyway, the foundation's on a mission to do more for these families, and that's what this Do Good Village is all about. And thanks to the extraordinary donation of many acres of land and your generosity, it's possible. So we're asking that all of you join in this effort to help America's greatest heroes and their families heal and make the Do Good Village the first of many communities like it across our country. And with every mortgage-free home, the foundation will make good on their promise to do good, never forget the sacrifices that our heroes have made for our country and our communities. And they're asking that all of us, I'm included in this, we all donate, commit to $11 a month. Just go to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, number 2, letter T.org. Help those who put it all on the line for us. All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. Loaded up tonight, we'll have the latest on the border jujitsu by Republican governors. We'll get the real legal aspect of human trafficking, if you will, of Joe Biden from Ken Paxton and the Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody. Ted Cruz, who's been on the front lines of what's happening down in Texas, will join us as well. Judge Jeanine Pirro, Joe Concha, Dr. Oz. Turns out Fetterman doesn't want to debate till a couple of days before the election. That's not fair to the people of Pennsylvania, and he's now within 1.7 points, a huge turnaround in Pennsylvania. Also, investigative reports with John Solomon, Jason Chaffetz, 9 Eastern, Hannity, set your DVR, Fox News. We'll see you tonight, back here Monday. Have a great weekend, and thank you for making this show possible. Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, BYRNA.com/Hannity, right now, and you'll get 10% off.